morning.
That's right. Our outdoors expert, Steve Stubner, is here. I'm surprised. I saw your posting on social media. You came back?
Yeah.
I think because you were off
A couple work meetings this morning.
And, yeah.
So, you know, it's nice to mix work and play up in Valley County.
Okay, so you were up at McCall.
Yeah, I was at Brundage yesterday morning, right at opening, which was key. And we've just had some great storm systems coming through the area. And when you get forecasts for over 20 inches of snow, that certainly catches my attention.
I found it incredible to think that that would happen.
We don't see that often. Uh-uh. So anyway, I'm up there at 9:30 in the morning when Brundage opens, and it is absolutely like a blizzard. I mean, it's snowing way more than an inch an hour.
Wow.
You should have seen my car after I'd just been skiing for 2 hours. I mean, anyway, you know, so you picture like a blizzard of snow without much wind.
Okay.
And you get up on top of the chair, and you can see just enough to see all the virgin snow in between the tracks from the early birds, and that's just ideal, you know. And then continuous turns down through virgin snow, and you just don't want to stop. You know, it's like you're hoping your legs are strong enough to just go nonstop all the way to the bottom.
Nice.
And that's when you're in good good
shape. Yeah, yeah. And Brundage isn't the only spot getting this kind of stack.
Right. I mean, all throughout the state, we've just been getting a lot of snow, and especially areas like Sun Valley had over 14 inches for several days this week. Bogus had a great powder day earlier this week, and they're supposed to get 5 to 9 inches tonight. The only anomaly that wasn't expected yesterday that they're talking about today is that snow levels are going to go up to over 7,000 feet by noon on Saturday. And so if you're going to hit the powder day at Bogus tomorrow morning, get there early.
Get up and get there.
And it's shredded by noon anyway.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So, I mean, that's just going to be when you want to be there. And then similar situation coming for Brundage and Tamarack. Soldier Mountain should have good snow.
I love Soldier Mountain.
Sun Valley's clear today, and then they're going to have more snow Saturday, Sunday. So it's really a great, I guess, you know, it's just a fairly simple tip this week. I'm just encouraging people to get out and enjoy the snow.
How does it look for snowshoeing?
While you can.
A little too deep for snowshoeing?
I think it'll be okay. But yeah, it'll be there'll be some work involved in breaking trail. And then the other thing to be thinking about with this warm-up is avalanche danger.
Yes.
And so you can check with the Payette Avalanche Center and the Sawtooth Avalanche Center to kind of get your sense of how things are in that regard. I would suspect by Sunday that it's going to be a little bit dicey in places, and make sure you've got your avalanche beacons and shovels and stuff in your pack.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So anyway, get out and enjoy the snow.
All right. And there's more information on all of those snow totals and forecasts if you check it out online.
At stevestubner.com.
And we have that link for you posted at River Boise on Facebook.
Go out and have some fun. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.